Hello, and welcome to the Project 119 Bible Reading Plan podcast. Today is Wednesday, December the 21st. My name is Joel Burks. During this season, we have been reading passages of scripture and devotional thoughts from our Advent devotional guide titled Dwell, God with Us. Today I'm going to be reading Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 21. After I read the passage, I'll share some of my devotional thoughts on the passage. Today, I'll be reading our scripture from the NIV. Today's devotion is titled, Unexpected People Receive Unexpected News. Let's read from the book of Luke. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born. And she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloth and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloth and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth, peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. On the eighth day, when it was time to circumcise the child, he was named Jesus, the name the angel had given him before he was conceived. The visions of the shepherds sitting on the hill that night, tending sheep, often plays in my head like a little movie. When I was a kid, I had a cassette tape that was basically a theatrical version of the Christmas story. Different actors played different roles. There were musical numbers. The tape was honestly fantastic. I remember, though, my favorite moment in the tape was the moment when the angels showed up. The angels sang together a song based on that Isaiah 9 passage. "And the government shall be on his shoulders, and his kingdom shall have no end." One line from the show that my family has forever repeated was something that one of the shepherds said when the entire host of angels appear. He looked up at the sky and claimed, "Angels are everywhere." This announcement set things on a new course. God had come to be with his people. The shepherds lived hard lives, so this news must have imbued them with some hope about the world. The announcement of peace must have been like water in a desert. Roman occupation had been going on for some time, and I'm sure that the shepherds welcomed such an angelic proclamation. God, in the form of Christ the Son, had come to dwell amongst his people. The God who revealed himself to Moses, led his people out of Egypt and into the Promised Land, and burned on the lips of the prophets, was now here in the flesh. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the seed of David, had come to sit on his throne. Yet the king that the shepherds expected was born in a manger. a scene almost as unlikely as shepherds being chosen as the recipients of such a heavenly announcement. God is still in the business of revealing himself to unexpected people. Each of us has a story of where and who we were before we really understood and embraced a relationship with God. The lives of those shepherds must have been changed in a very similar way. I pray that all of us continue to marvel at the fact that the great God of the universe humbled himself and took on the form of a human, all to be closer to us. Born thy people to deliver, born a child and yet a king. Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you so much for revealing yourself to us, for humbling yourself, taking on human flesh. Father, help us to be the same way, to humble ourselves, to put our pride aside, to see those that are in need, and to treat them as Jesus did when he was here on earth. Help us to be charitable during this season when it feels like so many are focused on themselves. Thank you for Jesus, and it's in his name that we pray. Amen.